This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris sought to assure poor and threatened populations of Latin America that the United States has the capacity to give people a sense of hope in the region so they can make better lives without fleeing to the U.S. border. During a news conference after meeting with the Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, Vice President Harris was asked why she said the U.S. would offer hope to would-be migrants, but she also told them not to come.
What is happening in terms of the experience of people who are fleeing their home country, traveling through the entire country of Mexico to come to our border, it can be a very treacherous and dangerous trek. And I don't take that lightly.
And Harris engaged in 2 days of diplomacy in Guatemala and Mexico as part of the Biden administration's efforts to stem the flow of people into the U.S. She met with Guatemala and Mexico's presidents to discuss economic investments and increase enforcement against trafficking, smuggling, and corruption. The online world received a lesson on how vital a small number of behind-the-scenes companies have become to running the internet after dozens of websites went down briefly around the world Tuesday. That includes CNN, the New York Times, and Britain's government homepage after an outage at the cloud computing service Fastly, illustrating how vital a small number of behind-the-scenes companies have become to running the internet. The sites that could not be reached also included some Amazon pages, Financial Times, Reddit, Twitch, and The Guardian. The military chief known as the Butcher Bosnio for orchestrating genocide against humanity and war crimes in the Balkan nation lost his final leg in a battle, and judges rejected his appeals. This is VOA News. It appears that the U.S. is unlikely to meet U.S. President Joe Biden's goal to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. During a news conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci says that it's fine if that goes unmet.
When goals are set, they're set to be able to stimulate us to get to that goal. If you don't meet the precise goal and you fall short by a few percent, that doesn't mean you stop in your effort to get people vaccinated.
And about 15.5 million unvaccinated adults need to receive at least one dose in the next 4 weeks for Biden to meet his goal. But the pace of new vaccinations in the U.S. has dropped below 400,000 people per day. That's down from a high of nearly 2 million per day 2 months ago. Israel's ambassador to the United States says that the Hamas militants attempted to disrupt Israel's Iron Dome rocket defense system from a Gaza building housing the Associated Press and other news outlets. Gilad Erdan said Tuesday that the alleged electronic warfare prompted the Israeli Air Force to destroy the high-rise last month. Says that he delivered the assessment to AP executives at the agency's New York headquarters Monday. AP says the talks were positive, but it still has not seen any evidence to support the Israeli claim. French President Emmanuel Macron denounced violence and stupidity after he was slapped in the face Tuesday by a man during a visit to a small town in southeastern France. That incident prompted a wide show of support for the head of state from politicians across the ideological spectrum. Macron was greeting the public waiting for him behind barriers in a town after he was visiting a high school. 2 videos show a man slapping him in the face and his bodyguards pushing the assaulter away. As a French leader is quickly rushed from the scene, apparently that man was, in fact, arrested. The U.S. Senate on Tuesday voted 68-32 to approve a sweeping package of legislation that is intended to boost the country's ability to compete with Chinese technology as Congress increasingly seeks to take a tough line against Beijing. Bipartisan measure authorizes about $190 billion for provisions to strengthen U.S. technology and research and would separately approve spending about $50 billion to increase U.S. production and research into semiconductors and telecommunications equipment. It still must be passed by the House of Representatives to be sent to the White House for the president to sign. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.